With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former special counsel Jack Smith defending his investigations of President Trump during a congressional hearing on Capitol Hill. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Appearing before a House panel, Smith testified that he had acted without regard to politics as he led Trump investigations into 2020 election interference and misuse of classified documents. Both cases were dropped. Smith told lawmakers that Donald Trump willfully broke laws in a bid to keep power and that no one should be above the law in our country. But Republicans blasted Smith, accusing him of conducting politically motivated investigations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says Nakeem Alivi Armstrong, a woman who led that anti-immigration enforcement protest in a church, has been arrested. Also, two other members of that protest group reportedly are now in custody. Vice President J.D. Vance in Minneapolis earlier Thursday saying he visited to learn more.
I wanted to meet with business leaders, with ICE officers, with local law enforcement to try to understand a little bit better what's going on so that we can tone down the temperature a little bit, reduce the chaos, but still allow us as a federal government to enforce the American people's immigration laws. That is the purpose of my visit.
If you live in the eastern half of the country and you love cold weather, you're in luck. A huge winter storm now beginning to make its move from New Mexico into Texas, and with it a major ice storm. By early Saturday, it'll be making life miserable for millions of people in the Deep South. That storm system also heading then later into the New England area, where 12 to 18 inches of snow is likely. This is SRN News. What do you think about the Holy Bible?
According to a poll released by the Family Research Council, 28% of regular churchgoers think the Bible is the Word of God and should be taken literally. Another 26% agree, but add the caveat that some verses are meant to be symbolic, not literal. 15% of churchgoers believe the Bible is the Word of God but contains some factual errors, and 16% say the Scriptures are just one of many holy books and no better than any of the others. Michael Harrington reporting.
Authorities in Nigeria now admitting simultaneous church attacks occurring in the northwestern Kaduna state. They initially dismissed reports by eyewitnesses and a few victims. Leading human rights group Amnesty International condemned the desperate denial of the attack by the police and government. Christians are being killed and abducted in large numbers in the northern parts of Nigeria by Muslim groups. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates edging upward but remain near a three-year low. Here's Alex Vega.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.09%. That's slightly above where it was last week when it dropped to its lowest level in more than 3 years. Rates have been easing since late last summer. That's led to a surge in homeowners seeking to refinance their existing loan to a lower rate. Still, the housing market remains in a deep slump. Sales of existing U.S. homes were stuck last year at 30-year lows. I'm Alex Vega.
Financial markets showing some signs of nervousness Thursday. Gold's price swiveled between small losses before gaining 1.6% higher. Value of the dollar also weakened against the euro. S&P was up 37 points on the day. Dow Industrials climbed 306. The NASDAQ closed 211 higher. More details, srnnews.com.